Edison, Chicago. I'm Cara Totley, and this is WNUR News at 6. Tonight, Beenin hosts undergraduate auditions, flu season at Northwestern, the new exhibit at the Block Museum, a library exchange, a look into some of Northwestern's unique clubs, and the B-List. Those stories and more coming up from Northwestern University. This is WNUR News at 6. Most prospective undergraduates will submit their college applications from the comfort of their own homes. One Northwestern program requires students to audition in person. Julia Allen reports.
Northwestern musicians may have a harder time finding available practice rooms this week. That's because regular decision auditions for the Beenin School of Music are underway. Prospective students are arriving from across the nation and globe, instruments and parents in tow. Northwestern junior Iris Wu helps them check in on their audition day.
A lot of them seem really nervous, but I'm sure all of them are like really prepared. And yeah, they all seem like really nice and really just excited to walk into this building.
Of the 2,000 high school seniors who will apply this year, only 200 will return as undergraduates next fall. For Medill Reports, I'm Juliet Allen.
'25's flu season could be the worst this country's seen in years. WNUR's Brandon Kodritz explains why it feels like every Northwestern student is sniffling or sneezing.
This is sick, but half-full classes and Target's empty cold medicine shelves make it seem that way. CDC data shows flu-related hospital visits haven't been this high since 2010. Chicago's positivity rate for flu tests nearly doubled over the past 2 weeks. Medill third-year Jonas Blum caught the flu and spent 3 days in bed. He hasn't been that sick since before the pandemic.
I was so dehydrated and my roommates left me. I had to text my upstairs neighbor to come downstairs and bring me a commemorative Cubs cup of water.
Doctors say the best way to stay well is getting a flu shot. CVS and Walgreens take walk-ins. Brandon Kondritz, WNUR News.
A new exhibit at Northwestern's Block Museum seeks to reverse indigenous exclusion in Chicago's art scene. Georgia Kerrigan has the story.
Woven Being features over 80 pieces from indigenous artists. Six large and colorful canvases with intricate geometric designs make up one exhibit. Upstairs, beaded Converse sneakers, a totem pole, and pieces made with tree bark, animal hides, and other natural materials. The mission of the exhibit is to interweave diverse Native American identities, histories, and art mediums. Here's Block student worker Basil Free.
Many of the curatorial staff had talked about how they wanted to rethink their collecting strategies, as well as just kind of like what artists were being featured within the museum and hone in on a specific kind of curatorial strategy.
The exhibit will be open until July 13th. Georgia Kerrigan, WNUR News.
Your local library might be the place to make a new friend. Residents filled the Evanston Library Community Room on Tuesday night to exchange cookbooks and puzzles. Mariah Petway has more.
Books were stacked on shelves, while puzzle boxes scattered the tables. Every other month, local residents come to the library to exchange an old cookbook or puzzle for a new one. But librarian Kathy Jacob says it's about more than just swapping items. The event also promotes sustainability, as one resident gets rid of an old item and another discovers a new hobby. Jacob hopes residents will continue to spread the word and help bring new faces to the swap each month.
For WNUR News, I'm Mariah Petway.
Taking a deep dive into some of Northwestern's most interesting clubs, Sophie Pasqua and Dara Semibankole discover some of creative ways that students build community on campus.
Northwestern is home to nearly 500 clubs and organizations, many of which allow students to pursue unique and unusual passions.
Survivor and You, we basically put on Northwestern's version of the show Survivor. So we cast a bunch of people, we plan a bunch of challenges, we have them compete, and then the players all have to like talk strategy and vote each other out.
That's communication senior Drew Slager, a member of Survivor and You.
Sense of it. So then my sophomore year, I applied, and I got cast in the game, and so I played for a long time, and it was really fun, met lots of cool people. So since then, I've been on prod, and for this current season, I'm one of the challenge chairs, and I'm also one of the co-hosts, so So I think definitely my love of, like, games. Like, I've seen every single season of Survivor. I've seen a bunch of other shows that are very similar. It definitely helps us think of, like, different ideas and twists and challenges and what we can incorporate to keep it fresh, because we do want Survivor Northwestern to be its kind of own thing at the end of the day.
While many students can find existing organizations that fit their niche interests, others aren't so lucky. This was the case for Weinberg sophomores Miles Heck and Natalie Roots Novikovsky, founders of the Northwestern Cartography Club.
The geography department was closing, and there was a lot of people who were interested in geography. There's a lot of space to come together to talk about maps or play games, so we wanted to start it.
Essentially, every week we get together and prepare a topic for the meeting, whether that be, like, students being able to lecture and share about, like, some passion that they have about geopolitics, or creating a game, be it like Jeopardy, logic puzzles, map dating, or some activity like talking about meme maps or trying to best recreate a map of the world or Northwestern.
Sometimes people just need a smile, a place to laugh and have fun, in the midst of midterms or finals or just because. Since 2008, the Happiness Club at Northwestern has offered a joyous space for Northwestern students. McCormick Senior Zachary Gerstenfeld has been president of the Happiness Club for the past year and a half.
In the fall, and sometimes in the spring, we do kind of just like a random outdoor activities event. And this fall, we had a lot of people come out and really want to do hopscotch. And so we had, like, a solid team of, like, 10, 15 people building a massive hopscotch thing right in front of Deering, and then random people would come and try it, and it was just a lot of fun.
For music lovers at Northwestern, they have found community in the Music Tasting Club. Similar to a book club, students gather weekly to discuss various music genres and explore new tastes. Founder and president Archie Silverstein explained where his inspiration for the club came from.
For my love is like the wind, and wild as a wind.
So about like late 2022, I started watching like music reviewers on YouTube, and that kind of got me passionate about, like, it was like, I thought, if they're passionate about music, surely there must be something to this music. So I started listening to albums and started loving them, but I realized that like my stuff I was listening to was kind of alternative, and I didn't have a ton of, like, people in my life that I could talk with about. At the same time, I was taking this history of rock class, and essentially during the class, he would, like, play a song for, like, 2 to 4 minutes, and we just sit in silence and listen to it, and at the end of that, we'd discuss, and I thought, oh, well, what if I just do that for music that I like?
Throughout Northwestern, there are a multitude of clubs where students can find their specific interests. And if you're out there listening and feel like there's not a club that piques your interest, you can always create a new club. For WNUR News, I'm Darius Brincali.
And I'm Sophie Pasqua.
Feeling lost or confused about what happened in the world of pop culture this week? Basil Free has you covered.
Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, SNL 50, BAFTAs, Shakira, The White Lotus, and the Doha Open. From legendary cast members to past hosts to A-list celebs, Saturday Night Live hosted a packed 3.5-hour primetime special in celebration of its 50th anniversary yesterday. Opened by Steve Martin, the show featured a variety of nostalgic sketches and musical performances, including by Sabrina Carpenter, Paul Simon, Miley Cyrus, and Paul McCartney. In movie news, the BAFTAs were held yesterday, with Conclave taking home the top prize of Best Picture, along with 3 other awards. The Brutalist picked up the same number of awards, taking home Best Director for Brady Corbette and Best Actor for Adrian Brody. Other highlights include Mikey Madison winning Best Actress for Anora, Kieran Culkin winning Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain, and Zoe Saldana winning Best Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez. In celebrity news, legendary Colombian singer Shakira announced on X yesterday that she remains hospitalized after facing an abdominal issue Saturday night, leading her to cancel her scheduled concert in Peru. The show was set to mark the second stop on her Latin American tour in support of her latest studio album, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran. In television news, The White Lotus welcomed us to the lush landscapes of Thailand in its 3rd season, which debuted yesterday. The newest edition stars an ensemble of both new and familiar faces, featuring performances by Leslie Bibb, Carrie Coon, Walton Goggins, Sarah Catherine Hook, Jason Isaacs, Natasha Rothwell, among many others. Lastly, in sports news, the WTA Qatar Open concluded on Saturday, with the United States of America's Amanda Anisimova taking the title over Latvia's Jelena Ostapenko in straight sets. By winning her first WTA 1000 title, Anisimova is expected to make her debut in the top 20 of WTA rankings. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens in this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Basil Free.
Now for a brief look at the forecast. Bundle up. Temperatures are set to plunge this week. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 12 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Wednesday brings a high of 15 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 6 degrees Fahrenheit with a chance of light flurries. Thursday offers a slight warm-up of 22 degrees Fahrenheit with a low of 8, but winds will reach up to 15 miles per hour. Taking a look into the headlines in Evanston, Chicagoland, and across the nation and globe, Evanston City Council is set to consider an ordinance strengthening rules for outdoor restaurant seating following unanimous support from the Commission on Aging and Disabilities. The proposal formalizes streeteries, originally allowed under a temporary pandemic policy, and enhances sidewalk cafe regulations to comply with federal accessibility standards. The ordinance will be introduced on February 24th, with the final vote possible on March 10th. Evanston lifted its boil water order for Northwest residents Saturday after tests confirmed water safety following a Skokie water main break. The break caused flooding and pressure drops below EPA standards, prompting precautionary measures. The White House has barred the Associated Press journalists from the Oval Office after AP refused to adopt the Trump administration's renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. The administration cited AP's commitment to information as justification, opening its press pool spot to other reporters. The Trump administration has begun firing hundreds of Federal Aviation Administration employees as part of a cost-cutting initiative led by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. According to the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists Union, also known as PASS, the layoffs affecting probationary workers comes weeks after a fatal mid-air collision in Washington, D.C. Critics, including PASS and affected employees, warn the cuts jeopardize aviation safety. That's all for WNUR News at 6 p.m. For more news updates and reports, follow us on X at WNUR News and Instagram at WNUR News 893. You can listen to these and other WNUR News stories on our website, WNURnews.org. That's WNURnews.org. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our producer today is Mika Ellison, and our reporters are Juliet Allen, Brandon Kondritz, Georgia Kerrigan, Mariah Petway, Darasimi Bancola, Sophie Pascua, and Basil Free. I'm Cara Totley. Catch our next newscast Wednesday, February 19th. Now, back to scheduled programming.